Sports arena financing can be incredibly complicated and boring. But the end result isn't that different from the housing market. There are teams who own their stadiums, there are those who rent, and there are the freeloading kids who loot the refrigerator and rule the roost but don't pay the rent or mortgage. Charlotte has had all three, and the most recent deal caused a big stir.
I was mad as hell.
Alan Wells has been mad a lot in the decades he's lived in Charlotte, but this particular time was in the late 90s. The NBA Hornets were playing at the Charlotte Coliseum on Tivola Road, where they paid rent and took a cut of concessions and parking revenues. The city built the Coliseum for the team in 1988, but the Hornets were antsy for new digs. City officials were willing. Wells and lots of other residents weren't.
You don't build a Coliseum and 10 years later tear it down. Just because a new owner wants a new venue.
The plan went to a referendum, which Wells helped defeat. The Hornets decided to leave town, but before long, Charlotte made a deal to build a $265 million uptown home for a new NBA team, the Bobcats.
We won, and then they built it anyway.
Only this time, the Bobcats wouldn't even have to pay rent. The city covered virtually the entire cost of Time Warner Cable Arena. But the Bobcats run it and keep all revenues from tickets, concessions, and so on. The team doesn't pay property taxes either, since the city technically owns the arena. This kind of arrangement is so common in American pro sports, teams have come to expect it, says UNC Charlotte public policy professor David Swindell. Cities play along because they covet sports franchises, but Swindell says they could do a better job negotiating a return on that money.
How do we justify this public ownership of these private facilities? It's like, why would we build a building for Walmart to come in and do their business? We wouldn't. They're a financially healthy entity. They should build their own building, right?
You have an assumption in that question that the taxpayers are owed a return on an investment in a public infrastructure.
This is recently retired Charlotte City Attorney Mac McCarley. Arenas, he says, are like any road or fire station cities build because the public demands them. We want the games and concerts arenas bring. We want the tourists and new development they spur. In that regard, McCarley says Charlotte got a great deal on Time Warner Cable Arena, while also managing to unload the risks that come with owning a facility.
The key provision here, what's really important, is that the team also is responsible for all operating costs, including any deficits or losses.
So the Bobcats aren't entirely freeloading, because if there's an NBA lockout or a shortage of concert bookings, the team takes the hit, not the city. The same would be true of the uptown stadium the Charlotte Knights propose. But unlike the Bobcats, the Knights would also own their stadium, make debt payments, and pay property taxes. Since the Knights want local government to kick in half the stadium's total $78 million cost, it'll be a little like a kid owning a home his parents helped him buy. Professor Swindell says putting the team's name on the deed isn't a bad idea in a world where cities fight hard to land a sports franchise.
It gives them skin in the game. They're not going to want to walk away from this deal.
Of course, a team is even less likely to walk away if it paid the entire stadium price tag. That's rare, but not unheard of. The Panthers did it in 1996 for $184 million. Local and state government did spend about $60 million on land and improvements where Bank of America Stadium now stands. But that money is coming back in the form of property taxes, which totaled nearly $2.5 million for the Panthers last year. If a team can swing it, private financing has an upside.
The greatest advantage is we can control our own destiny.
That's Dan Vistica. He's CFO of the Sacramento Rivercats, one of the few AAA baseball teams to privately finance a new stadium in the last decade or so.
The challenge, of course, is that we have, you know, we have the obligation on debt service.
To the tune of about $3.5 million a year on a $42 million stadium. Debt like that would swamp the Charlotte Knights, who only made about $4 million last year. Even if the team can double or triple that revenue by moving uptown, they say it'll only happen with a taxpayer subsidy. That wasn't always the case, though. In 2006, the Knights actually planned to pay for the stadium privately. But a couple of lawsuits delayed the deal. Then the recession happened. Now, the kid needs a little help from municipal mom and dad to build that new house. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.